out of three, I wouldn't even call them relationships. I got just three fucking scenarios of crazy. The first bitch was one of those needy girls I was with. And she just, it wasn't the fact that she wanted to hang around me. Uh-huh. It was the fact that she started copying me.
Oh, no, no.
So it was the shit where, and it was like creepy copying. It was like she started wearing similar clothes like I started wearing. And I'm a big comic book guy. So on Wednesdays, she would show up. And everyone who reads comic books, I've been reading comic books since I was 10. Wednesday is the day. It's like Tuesdays is what, music?
Yep.
Mondays is like books. Wednesdays is like comic books. I think Fridays is like DVDs. Sometimes it's Tuesday. They switch it up. But either way, Wednesday is comic book day. I would go to the comic book shop, and all I wanted to do was buy fucking Spider-Man or Captain America or some bullshit, because it's the only aspect of my childhood I didn't grow out of. And she would be there and just talking to me. She already, look, it pissed me off because she already read the book and started ruining it for me. Uh-huh. But the fact that she was there, and it was so fucking weird. It was so, and like, I had to let her go. And it was, and it, there was this other, and in succession, let her go, and I was done with this other crazy girl. And
Sam loved the drama.
I love it because they fuck in the bed. It's just, if you have craziness, I guess that's why I was addicted to it, because she would do shit.
Just so you can.
Just so you could. She would.
They like it like that.
She was, this girl was a bad leaver. Like, anytime she left me, the second girl was a bad leaver. Mm. Whenever she left me or hung up the phone, she would say some fucked up shit.
Uh-huh.
That just stay with you. She never ended. She always ended on a fucking cliffhanger. She would say some shit like, alright, bye. Oh, by the way, your house looks scary. And just hang up. I'm like, what the fuck, man? So now, like, I don't want to call her back and call her on the shit. Like, what do you mean by that? I think the straw, she said, no, your house looks scary was the straw. But she would say other shit like, my dad has those pants.
Wow.
And like, shit, like, and that would be the last thing we talk until we talk again that night. And, like, for all day, it will fuck with you. And you want to know why, the answer to that question. So I had to get rid of her. It was just mental drama. And then, after that, it was one girl. And I went on record on this show to say, I break up horribly. I'm a horrible breaker-upper. I say the worst possible shit.
That's all you got to do.
Not yelling. I find whatever it is that fuck with you, as a whole, whatever your flaw is, whatever your chink in your armor is, and I will tug on that shit. And this girl got so mad, she tried to taser me.
Wow.
She stayed, no bullshit!
First man to taser my girl.
She stayed outside of my house with a fucking stun gun.
Wow.
And was like, go to work if you won't. Go to work. And I didn't know, I felt like a bitch because I didn't want to call the cops on this.
So they would have laughed at you.
So.
Wow.
No bullshit. This is all true shit, too. So oh, what I man. Did. What
you
I did.
Straight order?
No. See, I felt if I went to any fucking police authority, I would just be a bitch for the rest of my life.
I mean, they did it the next Friday, you know what I'm saying? Nah. They come with it like, well, you know.
Nah.
I ain't want you to get stunned, though, you know, by a girl, though. That, man, nah. You lose hood credibility.
I did some juvenile shit. What I did, I stayed outside. At the time, I stayed in Ypsilanti, and outside of my house were decorative rocks, uh-huh. And you can reach them from the window uh-huh. in the backyard. So what I did, I opened the window in the backyard. I got a handful of those rocks, and I started throwing fucking rocks. I didn't hit her.
Did she run?
But I wanted to scare her. Yes, she did, actually. And then as she drove off, I started throwing. Enough courage to get out of the house and start throwing the rocks at her car as she threw them away. So somewhere, oh bullshit, this is all fucking true shit too.
It's crazy.
Somewhere, there's a fucking Mazda 626 with fucking rock bars. I forgot why I was saying this shit. Oh, the reason I was saying this shit is because